Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. It's a beautiful morning, and a little bit of the cool side, 39 degrees in Kennebunk, where I live. But, you know, it's that time of the year. Things are beginning to cool down, and it's time to put the garden to bed and prepare for the next season that's coming upon us quickly. I hope you enjoyed that extra hour of sleep today. I know I did. It was good to get that extra hour in after so many nights of staying up late watching the ball game and the celebrations. So it's been a great week for those Red Sox fans who live all over the country and in New England. Good week overall. If you need some help with putting a garden to bed, or you have some questions on preparing for it or what you should be doing, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom will get you set up, and we'll work together so that we'll make things easier, get you organized, and you'll know what should be done first and be prepared for the up-and-coming season. So lots to do. And also, this is the time of the year now where we should start thinking that if you overwintered your poinsettia and you want it to be in bloom for the Christmas holidays, then you need to start to treat the plant to stimulate it to go from vegetative growth to flowering growth. And for a poinsettia, that's very, very easy. What I do is I take an index card and I write on the index card, poinsettia. That's all. Scotch tape it to the door of the refrigerator. And at supper time, I take the poinsettia and I put it someplace where it's going to stay dark from supper time until breakfast. So you can put your plant in a bedroom that's not being used, close the blinds so no light comes in, and then, or you can put it in your basement, put it in the closet, cover it, but it should get no light from supper time until breakfast. And what that does is it makes the days shorter. And poinsettia is a short day plant. It needs to have short days to produce the change from all green leaves to producing leaves on the top of the plant that are called bracts. And the bracts will change color to red or white or pink or all the new hybrids that we have. And then on the very center of the colorful bracts are a series or a cluster of little yellow flower buds. And that's the flower, not the red leaves or the white leaves. It's those little, half-inch yellow fuzzy buds. That's the actual flower of the poinsettia. But we buy it because of the beautiful bracts. So you start to do that now. So put it on your refrigerator, and that way when you get up in the morning, you go to reach for the cream for your coffee or milk for the kids to send them off to school. It will remind you to take it out of the dark room or closet or in your basement, bring it back up, and put it in a sunny window, or it's going to stay all day until supper time. And you're going to continue to do this until you start to notice on the top of the plant, the stems are beginning to change color. They're going to go from green to red. And you may want to wait till you start to see a little bit of red pigmentation begin to develop on some of those bracts. But the secret is lots of sun during the day, water as needed, continue to fertilize on a monthly basis with a good liquid food or use something like the dynamite, and the changes will occur and your plant will be in bloom for, well, between Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. So you got to get started now on that. Now, if you have a Christmas cactus, and I know a lot of you have been keeping them outside while the weather's good, when you move the Christmas cactus in the house, Christmas cactus love cool temperatures and short days. So what you have to do is, if you've brought your plant in and the buds have already formed on the plant, move it to a location that's going to be cool. Don't put it in a sunny window. So if you take the Christmas cactus, you put it in a south-facing window, the sun coming through that window will be magnified by the glass. It will warm up the plant hotter than the middle of the room, and it will speed up the development of the flower buds, and they probably will be in bloom before Thanksgiving. So if you want them to bloom for Christmas, put them in an east window where they'll get direct morning sun. By midday, it's indirect light, but plenty of light for the plant to grow. And then the afternoon, the same as the sun sets, the same. So that way you slow down the rate that the bud's going to open, and you delay the bloom closer to the holiday. Now, one thing that's nice, and not a lot of people realize it, when your Christmas cactus is done flowering initially, take that plant, put it in a north-facing window, and if you can get it near the window where you may get cool temperatures at night, and if you have an older home and the windows are a little bit drafty, that's going to make it even cooler, as long as it doesn't freeze and there's no lights on during the evening hours, your Christmas cactus will bloom again in January. And there's a very good chance, if you repeat that process, it will flower a third time in March. So it needs cool temperatures and short days, not a room where the lights are on and you're watching TV until 11:30 to watch the news. Short days. So a spare bedroom, north-facing window, right on the windowsill, as long as it doesn't get too cold. And the plant will rebloom, not as heavy the second or the third time, but it will rebloom for you a couple of times as a bonus. And that's wonderful. Now, on your Christmas cactus, water as needed. Take your index finger, probe it into the soil. If it feels moist, leave it alone for a couple more days. They don't like wet feet. So that if you have Christmas cactus that are beginning to change, when you look at the foliage, which looks like your fingers, and you have knuckles, if you start to notice a red or a purple coloration, you're keeping it too wet. So you're better off a little bit in the dry side, go easy on the water, feed it on a monthly basis, and you'll be in great shape. So, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Let's talk, and let's make your garden better this year.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG a long time ago. LASIG.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LASIG smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LASIG.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a great day to celebrate the changes in the season. Enjoy the beautiful foliage that's still out there, still not too late to finish planting. Take advantage of the sales at your local nursery and get some fall planting up. And today we'll talk about your house plants, what you should be doing, and a lot more. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about tulips.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I have some beautiful early red tulips that are in kind of a raised rock bed on the south side of my house. So when I come down the driveway in the spring and everything's brown, it's the first thing I see, and they're beautiful, and they're about 3 years old. Well, this year, right as they were about to pop open, and I thought about cutting them and bringing them in, well, somebody else did that for me in the middle of the night, some critter, and just chopped them all off and ate the flowers. So my question is, and I let the green leaves die back the way I should, and I fed them a little bit, and I just kind of ignored them like I do after tulips drop their blooms. Do you think they're going to come back in the spring?
Yeah, if your tulips had plenty of foliage, and as you said, you allowed them to turn brown naturally. You gave them a little bit of fertilizer in the spring. It probably wouldn't hurt to give them a little bit of fertilizer now because the root system is still actively growing.
Okay.
And a little bit of food would ensure that that would happen. Now, next spring, what you want to do is as soon as you see that these tulips begin to make a bud, then get an animal repellent. Shake Away has various products on the market that you could buy at your local nursery and garden center. They're all organic, and you would just sprinkle it right around the cluster of your tulips. And I mean, it doesn't take a lot. If you had a grouping of, let's say, 5 to 7 tulips, a couple of tablespoons right around the plant will protect it, unless we get a heavy, heavy rain. Uh-huh. Then you'll have to do it again. But other than that, that should prevent it from happening again next spring.
Oh, I know. It was a real drag.
I know. And you wait a whole year for
yes.
it.
Okay, and the other thing is, if you don't mind, I have one quick question. I did put some tulips in a pot. I put them in my Bilco so I could pull them out and have them, you know, just as beautiful flowers like you talk about.
Yep.
And so I put the tulips in. I even think that I did the layering thing that you recommend, you know, with the hyacinth or with the scilla or whatever it was. And they just rotted.
They rot. Now, was it in soil?
It was in potting soil, and I put them in my Bilco. And then I pulled them out, you know, sometime around January, February, you know, inside, and they were just all rotten. So I guess maybe I overwatered them. Is that maybe what happened?
Yeah, once the thing that you do if you want to force bulbs, you pot them up, like at this time of the year. You give them a good drink. You let them sit on your deck, porch, or patio until they form a root system.
It's not too
then,
late that now?
Oh, no. No, no,
oh.
No, no.
Okay.
You know, I've, as a matter of fact, many years ago, the nursery that we had bulbs left over, and we had to get ready for Christmas, and there was just no room for both. So we put all of the bulbs in the back greenhouse, and when we had spare time, we potted them up. We put them underneath the benches for about 3 weeks to give them a chance to get a root system developed. And then we put them in cold storage, and they came and bloomed beautiful. So it could be that when you potted them,
yeah, I just put them outside. I put them right in the Bilco. I see what happened.
Yeah, so the plant didn't have a chance to make a root. The soil was wet, and then the bulb rotted. So pot them up today. Leave them out there till about Thanksgiving. And then put them in your cooler, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. If we can help you, the number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from New Hampshire with a question about geraniums.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'd like to find out what I should do with the geraniums. I brought them in a pot, and they're in a cold bedroom.
Okay. Are you going to be keeping them in that cold bedroom during the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I need to cut them back or anything?
I would definitely cut them back because they're going to continue to grow, and they're going to end up getting leggy. So you could cut them back anywheres 25 to a third, and that will give you less foliage. It will give the plant a chance to produce side buds. And what size pot is your geranium in right now?
Well, I have one pot that's about 18 inches deep and 18 inches across, and then I have two small window planters.
Okay, then you would not need to repot those. So what you want to do is put them where they're going to get as much direct sunlight as possible in that room. So, you know, as close to the window as possible. You want to water as needed. And just take your finger, push it into the soil, a couple of knuckles, wiggle it around. If it's moist, leave it alone. Okay? You want to fertilize them on a monthly basis with a liquid food. And those geraniums will flower off and on all winter long. It won't be a big show June, July, and August, but you'll have sporadic flowers. And when you cut it back, if you want to, Carol, what you can do is get some 4-inch pots. It can be plastic or clay or whatever you have. Get some fresh potting soil. Fill the pots with soil. Cut back your geranium. And you're going to need a piece about 6 inches long. And you're going to remove the lower foliage. And you're going to end up with about 5 sets of leaves on your geraniums. Dip them in rooting powder, stick them into the pot, and within 3 weeks, they'll be rooted and you'll have new plants. Now, if you don't want to start this early, let it grow, and by the time you get to March, that geranium will have grown quite a bit because it's got November, December, January, February to grow. And in early March, you're going to take your geraniums and you're going to cut them down so they're about, 15 inches in height and spread. Then take all of those cuttings, dip them in rooting powder, put them in pots, and you can make a whole bunch of brand new geraniums that you can add to your garden. And the mother plants, where you took the cuttings, they'll bush out with a good feed. And by the time you're ready to put them out in May, they will be loaded with buds, flowers, all kinds of new foliage, and you'll have great plants to transplant outside. But for the winter months, cool is good. Lots of light is great. Fertilizer on a monthly basis and water as needed. Insect-wise, they're not really bothered. But what you could do once a month or once every 6 weeks, take a damp cloth and just rub the foliage to get the dust that will build up on the foliage during the winter. You know, think about it this way. During the winter, you're cleaning the coffee table or, you know, countertops and things that dust comes in with the heat and everything else. So you clean off the leaves, they'll be able to get more sunlight and they'll grow beautiful for you. So you're in good shape. You really, really are. And you'll have a jump on next season. Thank you. And if we can help you during the winter, if you see something happening, give us a call. And remember, less water is better than more. Again, dig down 2 inches or 2 knuckles. If it's moist, let it go. If you start to get a lot of yellow leaves, then you're probably giving it too much water. Okay? Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robert from Maine with a question about butterfly bushes.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right. My perennial bed. I'm getting ready to cut it all down, and I put in butterfly bushes this year, which I've never had before. and most of my phlox and all the other stuff, I just mow it right down to the ground. But these look like they've got a more woody kind of a stalk to them. And just wondering if I mow those all the way down to the ground also, or do I leave those?
Just leave those alone. The reason is a butterfly bush is a great perennial. If you prune back a butterfly bush at this time of the year, where you make the cut, just like a rose bush, you don't cut back roses in the fall of the year. If you cut back your butterfly bush, it will not have enough time due to the weather to create a callus. And during the winter, when the wind blows through your yard, it will pull moisture where you made the cut out of the plant, and that stem will dry out, and it will continue to dry right up until we get to springtime. So you'd end up with a lot of dieback on your plant. So on your butterfly bush, leave it alone. If you're going to be applying an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on roses, on evergreens that get the winter burn on them, spray it on the butterfly bush to give them some additional protection from the winter. Now, in April, then you can cut it back by a third to 50%. You don't cut it back to the ground. You just kind of shape it. And so if your plant right now is 6 foot tall in April, you could cut that butterfly bush to make it thicker, fuller, and to give you more blossoms. You could go from 6 foot to 3.5 to 4 foot. And that way you wouldn't have any damage at all. But for now, leave it alone.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, you give us a call. All of your house plants should be in, and you want to check them for the possibility of insects. So, you know, look at the top of the leaf. Look underneath the leaf, because that's where a lot of the insects are. And look at the stems from the leaf going down for the possibility of a little bump. If you see a little bump on the stem, take a fingernail, just kind of scratch at it. And if it peels off, then you have something called scale. And you use an all-season oil, and that will kill the scale as well if you see white, cottony masses growing here and there. The all-season oil will kill that. And if you should notice like a webbing on the plant, that's spider mite, and the oil will take care of that. What I do is I'll take the plant, put it in the sink, take a soft cloth with warm water and a little bit of dish detergent like Dawn or Ivory, and I'll wash the foliage and any place that I see the possibility of insects. Clean it up, and then I'll spray it with a general purpose indoor plant spray or all season oil. Feed them on a regular basis, once a month from now on, because your days are shorter. The intensity of the sunlight is not as bright as it is in June and July. The days are getting shorter. We're losing 3 minutes of daylight every single day. And with the daylight savings time taking effect today, I'll tell you, by 5 o'clock, It's going to be dark out there, so be aware of it, okay? Thank you. Great question and very, very timely. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about dahlias.
Bob, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your dahlias?
Good morning, Paul. Listen, here in South Portland, we really haven't had a black frost yet. We've had some frost, and some of my dahlias got hit, and I can probably take care of them. But I've got a bunch of others that are still shooting blossoms and flowers. Now, I know at some time I got to get them out of the ground.
Yep.
Do I do any damage if I cut them while they're still green?
Well, the thing is, they will store better if you can dig them when they go dormant. So right now, due to the nice weather, they're still actively growing and producing flower buds. So if you dig them now and you cut them, all the energy that's in the foliage doesn't have a chance to drain back down to the bulb where it's stored for the year. And what could happen, I'm not saying that it will, what could happen is that without this energy, some of your bulbs are going to dry out while they are in storage in your basement. So the ones that are, if the foliage has begun to change color and they're yellow, dig them. Cut them off. Don't shake all the soil off. What I do is I dig them, I move the label down so I know what they are, and I shake most of the soil off, but I leave some right on those beautiful bulbs. I put a little bit of bark mulch down, cover them with bark mulch, and leave them. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water-Holding Cocoa Blend. Water-Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club on this Sunday morning. If we can help you, the toll-free number is 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we'll help you to put the garden to bed and to prepare for the changes of season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about pussy willow.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I rooted several branches of pussy willows, and they've got an amazing amount of rootage on them, but I'm curious to know when to plant them.
Okay. what size pots are they in?
They're in a 5-gallon bucket soaked in water.
Okay, so they're not in soil.
No, they're not.
Okay, what I would do is I would pot them up now and put them in like a 6-inch or a 1-gallon can. And if you go to your local nursery, a lot of the nurseries that do landscaping, when the landscape crew finishes the job, they bring all the plastic pots back to the nursery and they stockpile them someplace. And I'm sure they would give you a few used 1-gallon cans. I would pot them up now and leave them outside until all the foliage comes off. And because the plants are not in soil and not really established, I'm afraid that if you plant them directly in the yard, they may not survive the winter. So what I would do is pot them up into 1 gallon pots and then put them in the back of your garage, inside a tool shed, someplace where they'll be sheltered from the snow, from the cold winter winds, and the elements. And then in the spring, bring them out, take a fingernail, scratch the stem. And if there's green underneath the stem, that's going to tell you that the plant has survived the winter, it's rooted. And then in May or during April, then you can plant them directly in the location where you want them to go. Now, for the first year, it's just a stick. The buds are going to break. They'll make some side shoots, and you're going to let the plant do its own thing. Next year, in the spring, when the little fuzzy buds begin to get elongated and they look like a yellow caterpillar, cut back the plant a little bit, just like maybe 1 inch, to try and stimulate side branches to give you a nice, thick, full plant. Because you don't want a stick growing straight up with a half a dozen branches. You want to slow down the growth temporarily, produce some additional branches, and then the plant will thicken all by itself. And then once it's planted, you know, add some compost, manure, plant them like you are a really good plant. Put a couple of inches of bark mulch, and for that first couple of months, keep them fairly wet so that they get established in their new home and you're off and running to the races.
One other question on sunflower seeds that I managed to pluck off of sunflowers. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular way to store them?
What you want to do is if you take them from the plant and you put them in a bag, they could go moldy. So take them, take all of your seed off your sunflowers, lay them on a sheet of newspaper for 2 or 3 days, and flip them every now and then to let them really dry so there's no moisture on the seed coat. And then put them in a paper bag that will breathe in your basement where it stays cool. And then in the spring, then you can go and you can plant them either in pots or directly in the garden. Never, ever store seeds in a plastic bag because it doesn't breathe and they'll get moldy and they'll rot. But dry them out on a flat sheet of paper to get the moisture out for 3 or 4 days and then store them in a big envelope or a bag.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words.